Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's a real thing. First generation guilt. It's, if I have it right, Romeo has explained it as like when your parents aren't from this country, but they struggle to get in this country, and you know all about that struggle, mm-hmm. that there's like an inherent guilt if you are not achieving the goals that you want in order to make your parents proud because they worked so hard to get you into the country. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then once even when you reach those goals, there's this overwhelming guilt that you have. And I was just talking about this with my cousin. And it was cool because I don't think I ever have conversations like close with my family like that, where we talk about like our struggles in a way, or like what's going on mentally and things like that. And it's funny because I had this conversation in the car. I don't know what it is about me having like serious conversations in the car, but I was riding with my cousin and he was so happy. He was excited because he recently just got a new job as a project manager for this construction company. And this is a guy who, with his dad, they've created as well, like a wood floor company, right? And so they've been pretty successful and things like that. And now this project managing position came up and he was going to be making like way more than his dad like has ever made. And so he was like, I don't know if I should take this. Like, I think I should stay and help my dad continue to build this company. And I was just like, dude, like there's the opportunity there, right? So he ended up taking the job when we talked about it. And then like after his first week, he was like, we were in the car and he was telling me how he felt this sadness and this overwhelming sensation of how he was working this new job. And it was like 5 times easier than working with his dad. And it was inside of a building and it was inside of like an office, basically. And he was just telling me that he felt this guilt, and it just clicked on me because I remember when I first started working here, how different it was for me of working like with in construction with my dad and all these things. And now I'm working and the workload felt different, you know, because I was so used to like construction work, mm-hmm. labor work, physical work. Mm-hmm.
And in the elements, in the sun, in the cold, yeah. in the rain.
This yeah. is way easier than that.
Yeah.
Right. And,
yeah.
so then when I first got this job, like I was sitting down in an office and I remember the first time like I had lunch and it was this thing of I'm sitting in an office and I'm having lunch and all I could think about was my dad, who is probably like outside in the sun, like under a tree, you know, like eating his lunch. And I know what that's like because I work there. My cousin knows what that's like because he works there. So it was, we were talking about how we get these opportunities and we get these like experiences and you can't fully 100% enjoy them. And if even if you are enjoying them and you're in the moment, there's like this thing in your mind that takes you out of it quickly, where you start feeling like, I wish my parents had this opportunity. Mm. Mm-hmm. I wish my family had this chance. I wish that my dad could be in an office sitting down eating lunch. Why is it me? And so this guilt and this sadness like overwhelms you and you fully can never enjoy the thing you're doing. And you almost feel like you don't deserve it.
That's real talk right there, man.
Yeah, it is.
I would have never
Makes total sense,
that.
Though.
I would have thought that there would have been such a sense of pride from your dad that maybe you're not doing the same manual labor that he's doing, that he would have been so proud of you that you would feel that sense of pride, but it's just the opposite.
No, and no, yeah. And I think most of our parents are proud that yeah. we, like, because it obviously shows that their sacrifice was for something, you know, like me being here, like their sacrifice was worth it.
I feel like this is self-imposed guilt.
Yes, 100%.
It has nothing to do with anything your parents are saying or anything your parents are doing, because they did. You're right. They made those sacrifices. And if anything, they're like, it wasn't for naught. Like, you are now living the American dream and like you're in an office doing your thing. And so, like, and I validate everything you say. You explained it beautifully. It makes total sense. I would just try to find a way to shift that guilt into gratitude. Not that you're not grateful, because I'm sure you are, but you have that gratitude, but then also trying to shift that guilt into more gratitude rather than making it heavy on yourself.
It's so interesting.
It sucks too, because it's not even like just about work as well, but even like vacation and things like that. Like for me, like if I have extra cash and I want to like go out of town or I want to go somewhere, it doesn't feel right. Like I've been wanting to go on a solo vacation. I've talked about this before by myself, but it doesn't feel like I'm like a right thing to do when I can just stay home and use that money to help my parents in some sort of way. And like, this isn't like no pressure from them. It's just my own pressure and my own guilt to make sure that like I'm helping them out in any way.
Yeah, it's a perspective shift that you need, because I had a similar feeling for a different reason. I remember the first time my parents kind of, they didn't say it like this, but they kind of told me that they had to stop pursuing their dreams because they were taking care of us. And then it made me feel like when I was pursuing my dreams, like I felt guilty about it because they didn't get a chance to do it because of me. But I had to look at it like those sacrifices, like you say, KK, are the reason that you can do what you can do. And I think most parents want their kids to go out and live a better life based upon what they've already built.
Hey, Mercedes, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't know if I could through.
Oh, you're so surprised. Like, hey, I called them and now I'm on the radio. That's how it works. What's going on?
I called once before. It was about like how my dad has all these health issues and everything, and I take care of him. I'm actually first generation, so is my brother. I understand completely what Romeo was saying. That guilt is definitely there. My brother, he went on to like work so hard just to like gain my parents' approval and to get their like, how can I say it, like to make them proud. Me as well. Like I actually gave up college so I can like help them out because they have so many health issues. And my dad, he's worked so hard his entire life. He never went to the doctor, you know, and now he has to do dialysis and he has 2 amputated legs and diabetes and heart problems. And yeah, so I feel that pressure to like give up whatever I need to do just so I can take care of that, you know?
Well, I really appreciate your your perspective. Thank you for calling.
Yes, of course. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. I love when you bring stuff like this to the table, dude, because, I mean, from somebody that has never experienced it, I would have never known about that guilt at all. And it seems like it's a whole generational immigration thing.
Yeah, definitely. It sucks too, because I think that our parents are so proud, and I think our parents are so happy that they did all these sacrifices for us to like have these opportunities and experience these crazy life like experiences that life gives you. But like, it just sucks because we can't fully enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
The Burt Show.